Jane, I want to tell her good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, these numbers, I mean, yeah, it's more than a pause, and we've gone backwards at a fairly steady. What happened here?
Yeah, very interesting. After a string of fairly uneventful global dairy trade auction outcomes, last night was definitely not uneventful. So I suppose to get to the chase, a very weak global dairy trade auction overnight. At the headline level, the global dairy trade price index has fallen 4.3%. That's a pretty significant fall. Now, back in July, you might remember, Mike, we got a bit of a shock when a similar thing happened and the price index fell 4.1%. But then subsequently, we had sort of three relatively stable outcomes. But, you know, 4.3%, pretty notable decline. And some very chunky moves in the key products. Just looking at the smaller products, butter down 2.5%, which is great if you are a consumer of butter. But remember, we also make the stuff. Mozzarella down 4.6%. But the real action was in the, you know, the big products, the ones that count. Skim milk powder down 5.8% and whole milk powder down 5.3%. And if we just delve into that a little bit more, the skim milk powder average price, $2,620 per metric ton. Now that's the lowest level in over a year. And whole milk powder at $3,809, the average price, back to levels we haven't seen since late 24, early 25. So we sort of wiped out all the gains for the year. Couple of things, Mike. Futures market leading into this, the activity has been weaker since the last auction. So low price is not really a surprise, but the quantum of weakness is a bit of a surprise. There does appear to be a greater volume on offer through this auction. So that's indicative of the timing, the time of year that the auction's come out. But the thing is, volume's gone up here and it's tested the level of demand, and the level of demand has kind of not come to the party. We need to see the breakdown of that demand over the course of the day, sort of, you know, which buyers were missing, essentially. That we actually saw what's called the pulse, the global dairy trade pulse auction about a week ago. Your low price is there too, so something's going on in the background. Okay. Now, this could impact on forecast farm gate prices, yeah, depending what happens over the next few auctions. And I can't avoid the observation, Mike, that Greer is kind of like our economic beacon at the moment, isn't it? And we really don't want to see that beacon dimming, do we?
No, we do not. But brings us to trade. Terms of seemed okay, but some of the value and so on, this seemed a mixed bag as well.
Yeah, I think that's right, Mike. So sticking with the theme of import-export, trade figures released yesterday, and there's a lot of data here, so it all needs a lot more further analysis. But at a high level, merchandise, goods, terms of trade rose 4.1%. So all else being equal, this means that the ratio of our export prices to our import prices has improved. So we can buy more imports from the value of our exports. So that's a positive development. We can cheer that. It was expected to rise. And there may have been some people expecting a little bit higher, but all in all, that's pretty good. Export prices for goods up 0.2%. Import prices fell 3.7%. So good to see the cost of imported goods falling. I think fuel helped that there. In terms of volumes, export volumes fell 3.7% and import volumes rose. And if I look through the data, Mike, it looks like over the quarter, export markets got a little bit tougher. But remember, the bigger picture is that we've been in a good place there. So, I think the over the day, we'll probably look more deeper into that. Now, on a slightly more technical note, the data released yesterday, and this was called out by Westpac economists, Stats New Zealand had revised down the value of low-value imported goods entering New Zealand. And the value of that category is based around the number of parcels coming into the country. And then you assume a value for those parcels. Now, it appears that that estimate has overstated the value of imports. Now, we know this type of commerce has mushroomed over the last few years. Think about Tiwi and Shein. But the numbers, Mike, are pretty big here. They think, Westpac think they might have overstated by possibly $2.5 billion over the March 24 year, the value of the imports coming in, which is quite a lot. So there's not as much spent overseas as we thought. So this does have implications. So the current account deficit might not be as bad as we thought. We also might have overstated the level of demand in the economy as well. In other words, we're spending less than we thought. Now, the balance of payment data, when we get that out for the June quarter, this will have all the revisions incorporated. But I think there's probably a little bit more to come on that.
Yeah, that's not your fault, but none of that was uplifting. So can you give us the numbers?
Yeah, I apologise about that. Yeah. The Dow Jones, well, actually, none of this is either. The Dow Jones fell, it's down, as I look at it, 397 points. And that's 0.7%, 45221. The S&P 500 is down over 1%, 6388. And the NASDAQ is down 1.3% as I look at it, 285 points. Concerns here over what you were talking about, Mike, that's the level of long-term interest rates all around the world. Yep. The FTSE 100, down 0.87%, 9116 the close there. The Nikkei actually gained, which was quite nice to see, 0.29%, 42310. The Shanghai Composite down 0.45%, 3858. The ASX 200 lost 27 points yesterday, 8,900 the close there. And here's a little bit of good news for you, Mike. The NZX 50 gained 63 points, 0.48%, 13,133. Kiwi dollar, 0.5865 against the US, 0.8994 against the Aussie, 0.5036 euro. 0.4380 against the pound, 87.03 Japanese yen. Gold surging. It's bashed through its high, $3,526 US dollars, and Brent crude also higher, $69.18.
Go well, Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.